I miss the old Kanye. Straight from the gold Kanye. Chop up the soul Kanye.
Good morning, campers. You're on with Metal World Pete on WMFO Medford. I'm joined here today by Nick Balboa. Nick, how are you doing this morning?
I'm just fired up to be on Metal World Mondays again, Pete.
I think we're going to have a good show in store for you. There was a little chill in the wind. Something must have happened last night. I think we might have gone back in time. What year is it?
I believe it's 2006, Pete.
So I think we're back in middle school this morning, and we're all going to take a journey. We're going to reminisce, and I think maybe do over some things we did wrong back then.
Pack your Lunchables and enjoy the ride.
But before we get going on that, there is something all weighing on our minds, and that is Blizzard Watch 2017, 2006, call it what you will. There's a storm brewing, Harry. Best be ready when it comes. We're actually joined, luckily, today by our very own weatherman, Phil Connor. Phil, can you go to us with weather, please?
Trees. It'll be clear across the Rockies and the Great Plains mostly, but look out, here comes trouble. Oh boy, front coming our way. Look out. What's that going to mean to us here in the Three Rivers area? One of these big blue things, this cold, frigid Arctic air, this big mass coming out of the north. It's going to meet up with all of this moisture coming up out of the Gulf, going to mix together at high altitudes and cause some snow. Going out on a limb now, not going to hit us here in Pittsburgh, going to push off and hit Altoona. Close call, folks. Let's take a look at the 5-day. As you can see, nothing to be too scared about. Bundle up warm, of course, but I think you can leave your galoshes at home. I'm not going to be here for the 10 o'clock. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day, and I'm going out to Punxsutawney for our country's oldest groundhog festival. So, as you know, according to the legend, tomorrow, February 2nd, if the groundhog wakes and sees a shadow, we've got 6 more weeks of winter to look forward to. So keep your fingers crossed, huh?
Sounds like a lot of fun. You must really enjoy it. This is your 3rd year in a row, isn't it, Phil?
4, Nan. 4.
Thanks, Phil. Up next, entertainment editor Diane Kingman looks at sex and violence in the movies. Stay with us.
So just joining us now is David Lackner. Dave, why don't you get on the mic and introduce yourself to the people?
Good morning, everyone. My name is David Lackner. I'm a Tufts engineer, electrical engineer at Tufts. Today we'll be going back to 2006 and we'll be discussing some interesting facts from then. And I have a great story that put me on the track that I am today to become an engineer.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I have a small confession. So stay tuned to us, and here's Pete.
Yeah, Dave is really, he's going to blow your mind, and I don't think we're going to look at him the same way after this confession that I've been lucky enough to hear already, but we're actually going to get her going here in just a second. I'm going to play a song that reminds me of my 6th grade girlfriend. Shout out Maddie Gavin. It just didn't work out between us, but, you know, I still got love for you. I know you're out there. Actually, a DJ out west, so looks like we ended up following similar career paths. So this is a song that was shown to me by Maddie Gavin, and I can't thank her enough for it.
Stop listening.
Thank you for that. So we're going to get her going, and we're going to start with Monday morning facts of the day. Nick is about to drop some knowledge on everyone. Nick, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, we all know it's midterms coming up, and everyone's looking to get a quick workout in. So banging your head against the wall burns 150 calories an hour.
Yeah.
The fastest animal on planet Earth is the falcon.
The peregrine.
Wow.
World of the Beast.
Dave, do you want to go into, I know you're working at NASA this summer, do you want to go into the aerodynamics you briefly explained to me about the falcon?
Oh, the falcon. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, first off, the falcon is the fastest animal on planet Earth by probably 95 miles per hour.
It's not even close.
It's not even close. So that in itself is a pretty amazing feat for this majestic animal. The thing about the falcon is that they can travel upwards of 200 feet due to the keel and aerodynamics of their wings.
Okay, that's enough, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Falcons
that
travel
was great.
Really, really high. Into the lower atmosphere, there was less wind resistance.
So we're going to keep going with music. They, thank you, Dave. That was really special.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Corner of Cherry Street, we would walk on the beach in our bare feet. We were both 18 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever.
Okay, so it's 6:12 in the morning, it's 18 degrees out, and Dave has a chilling confession to make. Dave, tell us about what you were doing in 2006.
Back in 2006, I was in Bethesda, Maryland. I was attending the Landon School for Boys. It was an all-boys prep school. And actually, the haunting moment...
That sounds horrible, Dave.
It was okay. Essentially, though, my haunting... horrible confession I have is in sixth grade I was in a math class and did a national test every year, and
I was given this test, and I did exceptionally well in this test. So well that I got a certificate for national rankings, and I got put into the fast track for math for the rest of my life. But the problem about that test was it wasn't entirely David Lackner who took that test.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
So I got put into the math fast track for the rest of my life. I became an engineer all because I cheated off my friend, Orlando Arvalo.
Shout out Orlando.
And I took a couple good lucky guesses, and that, you know, that got me into the fast track for math and put me to be an engineer where I am today. And I can't say that I would be here right now today if it wasn't for a couple lucky guesses and some sneaky eyes.
Yeah, I mean, a multiple choice test can change your life. That's the beauty of this country. You fill in a few bubbles, and all of a sudden, you're an engineer at Tufts. Electrical one at that. Working at NASA. I mean, if you could go back, would you redo it? Would you
get some help from Orlando? I probably wouldn't. I think things turned out in my favor, fortunately. But, you know, if I was sitting next to a music major, I don't know what I'd do today.
Wow. Good point. Shout out Orlando. He's fine. If you're feeling bad for Orlando in this story, I've actually heard that he is doing just fine at MIT, actually much better than Dave is today. At the very least, as far as mental health, Dave's what we like to call a ticking time bomb. Let's take ourselves back to a time when we were young.
Waiting on some beautiful
All right, we're back in the studio with you. We have Dave doing matrices, some sort of
truth
electrical
tables.
Truth tables. The truth shall set you free. That is actually the moniker of the Tufts Engineering Department, and Dave is really exemplifying some sort of binary code right now. Lots of zeros and ones in a matrix of sorts. Only on Tufts WMFO. Dave, just briefly explain to the people what you're doing. We're trying to make this an educational program that people can really benefit from. First-hand knowledge that will apply directly to your life. Dave, let's hear it.
I don't think I'm on.
You are on.
I am on. Hello?
Yep, you're good.
So I guess, yeah, truth tables are the fundamental of modern-day electronics. So essentially your iPhone, your computer, everything you use today uses and, or, nots, inverting gates. As they're all logic identifiers to run your everyday life. Without them, you know, the earth would actually go cold. Your food wouldn't show up to your grocery store.
That is really great. That is awesome.
And probably life as we know it would end without digital logic. So
wow. You heard it here first.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains and New York's wide awake. First let's see the West End, I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Shopping, maybe then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving no show toes. Walking that walk, talk that slick talk. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cash. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my love, my
could
love?
You be mine?
Would you be my love?
Thank you for that. It's 6:23 in the morning, and it's about that time that we make you aware of things that you probably weren't aware of beforehand. Nick Balbo is going to read us the PSA of the day. Nick, hit us.
All right, guys. So in light of question 4 passing in Massachusetts, here are some numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths in the United States. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose on prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. Follow us on Instagram at @hella_hydro. A message from public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, that's just a pure account of check the tapes, buddy. Just check them.
With your boy T-Pain, we love rap music. Listen, we got a caller on line one. Caller, what's your problem?
Hello. I'm on the radio with T-Pain.
How's it going?
It ain't going good. My girl ain't doing a thing she used to do at all.
I got just what you need. Brand new Chris Brown, T-Pain. You heard it here first. Nappy Boy Radio. We love you.
She want that love and dubby. Kiss, 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 kiss. And I know I just turned 18 and I get a little mannish. And you see this bandana hanging, that means I'm like a bandit. Like a bandit, bandit. I got paper, girl, the Lamborghini with the spider seats. You never seen it, so get it shouted. We parking lot pimping in my dome. And I know what you want.
Okay, so back in 2006, maybe 2008, on the theme of middle school, I'm going to share my special story. Dave has shared his. Balbs is yet to share. I'm in gym class with my girlfriend at the time, eighth grade girlfriend, pretty serious stuff. And we're in gym, and it's long jump day, and I think, you know what, I'm going to do something special for my lady friend today. I'm going to impress her. I'm going to get the longest jump in the class. So I take my running start, and I hit the platform. Everything's going well, probably upwards of 10 to 12 feet, which is pretty good. And I hit the mat, slide forward, get up, so proud of myself, thinking, you know what, I did it. She's going to be so impressed. Pants are around my ankles, just out there. I ran out naturally. Couldn't look anyone in the face that day. The relationship never recovered, naturally, but I think it was a learning experience for all of us. I think we've all just been caught in that sort of situation at some point. Even T-Pain.
Last night, so I went to the club.
So I went to the club.
Put on a fresh white suit and a mini coupe, sitting on dubs.
Sitting on dubs. I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love.
Show me some love.
If you know what I mean. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot.
I stepped in the spot.
200 bitches in the building, ain't none of them hot.
Ain't none of them hot.
Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top.
Shouted, what is her name?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and
got drunk
and man, I think she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we hit it off something proper like.
So I'm feeling all good inside.
All good inside.
Feel like I put some brand new 24s on a brand new ride.
On a brand new ride.
Triple shot of Patron on the rocks with a little bit of lime.
With a little bit of lime.
I'm just keeping it real. Baby, still working at the club, so I'm getting in free.
So I'm getting in free.
Wednesday night, I'm on the list. T-Pain plus three.
T-Pain plus three.
Time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me.
Taking care of me.
How do you think I feel?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and
got drunk.
And now I know she thinks I'm cool.
She gave me a wink back.
And now I think that
we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
Like bartender.
I think we're just going to accompany lyrics for the rest of the songs this morning. It is 6:30.
Tempo check.
Next, coming up next. Hold on to your butts, because we're going to hit you with one more song, and then we might hit you with a tempo check. But for now, let's think about that special someone that was in your life around 2006. You know, that early love, that pure love.
Never see it coming, cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, girl, I was there. And you were my baby. It started when we were younger. You were mine. Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
Let me know that I've done wrong.
Okay, Ricky, you've been the last one to share. Let it be known to all the listeners out there that it's tarps optional in the studio as always, shirts off. That's just something you can think about while this story is being told. I have no context to what you're about to say, and he's a bit of a gunslinger, so just go out and say it.
Okay, so back in grade 7, there was this cute little blonde girl. Her name was Becky Wozniewski.
Becky Wozniewski.
And I had a huge crush on her.
Naturally.
So show and tell day was coming up, and I thought this would be my big moment to impress her. So for those of you that know me, I have an adorable little wiener dog that goes by the name of Ozzy, and I thought it would be amazing to bring Ozzy in for show and tell.
Genius.
I'm sitting in my desk, stroking my wiener dog, and it's my turn to share. So I step up to the front of the classroom, and I hold my dog in my arms, and everyone starts laughing at me, and I'm not sure why.
Uh-oh.
Sure enough, I look down, and my dog has peed all over me.
Oh, God. That is, what did Becky think of that?
I'll never talk to her.
So that one just kind of backfired right in your face.
Dave, absolutely.
Dave, that's happened to you before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had dogs pee on me a lot.
Yeah. I mean, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Hello? Anyway, folks, if you're tuning in right now, you're lucky enough that you're about to tune into the Nicolas Cage Power Hour. We're going to be hitting you with a few quotes of inspiration that'll help you get through this Monday morning. And if you feel free to call in whenever and let us know if you have a quote. Looks like we actually might have someone here as we speak. Hello? This is definitely a Providence, Rhode Island number, if I had to guess.
You fellas from Providence?
Yeah, we've got a lot of listeners out in Rhode Island. Dave, you're from Rhode Island, right?
I am. Newport, Rhode Island. Smallest state, biggest name.
Smallest state, biggest name.
Also known as the Ocean State and known for their Dave's Coffee Syrup. It's great.
Yeah.
Addition to your coffee in the morning, and us Rhode Islanders are only the ones that use it in the entire world.
Yeah, that's so true.
I got a Cage quote.
Hello? Yeah.
Let's try to call.
Yeah, okay. Give us a Cage quote.
All right, your Cage quote of the morning. Whatever makes you weird is probably your greatest asset.
Wow. Let's unpack that. Dave's one of the weirdest people I know.
And another Nicolas Cage quote. To be a good actor, you have to be something like a criminal. To be willing to break the rules, to strive for something new.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think that applies directly to your life on account of Dave has one of the strangest moral compasses of anyone I've ever met.
The thing has no dial.
It's like good is bad, bad is good. I mean, at least you're trying. We're going to play a song and try to figure out what's going on here in the studio because things are getting out of hand.
I do it for the ladies. I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo?
Hey!
I see you, Ryan. Yo, King, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right.
Let's hear it. What else do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, this is your morning ego check with a quote from the Tao. Strong opinions of right or wrong, true or false, occur only when people forget that they are all one within the Tao.
Wow. I believe you dropped that in Spanish earlier this week while speaking English.
Absolutely. I got a conjugation wrong, and that was my only way out of it.
There's really only one response to getting a conjugation incorrect in class, and I think you solved your problem right then and there. We're taking requests from the audience. If you're from Providence, Rhode Island, and you're listening right now, why don't you go ahead and give us a call? We'll put you right on air. I feel like you have something to say over there. In the meantime, what are we thinking, boys? It's 2006. I'm in Miss Lubin's English class right about... Yeah, I mean...
I also had a teacher named Miss Lubin.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right. Keep it to yourself.
She was really cute.
Your mic's off, man. It's off for a reason for these sort of things. Yeah, I mean...
We used to call her Lubes.
Yeah, we did too. Yeah. Straight up.
Can
Lubes.
I say Lube on the air?
I honestly don't know. Yeah, that's totally
fine.
Yeah,
lube's a good word.
Yeah, anywho.
Any lube.
You know, okay, moving on.
Moist.
God. Moist. Tune in next week when we just say moist into the microphone for a straight hour.
Condensating in a vat.
Do you guys remember when you just... Oh, dear. Okay.
Looks like Pete You're got caught word. In the act.
Print his arms.
I ain't got no money. I ain't got no car to take you on a date. I can't even buy you flowers. But together we be the perfect soulmates. Talk to me, girl.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you go once some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there. Want you there, yeah.
Okay, well,
let's hear it, Dave.
Good morning, everyone.
More information from our engineer and brains expert, Dave Lackner. What do you got for us?
Most recently, me and my friend Nick Balboa, we went to a talk on neural imaging. And essentially, this is how they ask people questions or they show them images and they try and take pictures of your brain to see what areas light up. And based on what areas light up, they can determine what parts of the brain control what. So one of the most recent breakthroughs is that they found a part of your brain that they use that you only use when you think about what other people are thinking about. So it's not what people are doing, it's what people are actually thinking about. And I think that is a pretty amazing feat that we have developed this sort of cognition to really think into whatever appears.
That's awesome, dude. Thank you. More knowledge from Dave Blackner. Let's...
Yeah, we're feeling so good, picking up things we shouldn't read. It looks like the end of history.
just the way that we do when it's not in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You could cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good. Back to the street, down to our feet, losing the feeling of feeling unique. Do you know what I mean? Back to the place where we used to stay. Man, it feels good to feel this way. Now I know what I mean. Back to the street, back to the place, back to the room where it all began. Back to the room where it all began. Cause it's not in the afternoon. We're feeling so good, just the way that we do when it's not in the afternoon.
Nick, to you.
For those of you who are avid gamers, that song was from NHL 2006.
Wow, what a year it was. I was in probably fifth or sixth grade. You guys were probably in seventh grade.
Probably about 10 years younger.
Yeah. I mean, if we're doing Carry the One, yeah, that's going to be 10 years ago. It was a simpler time for all of us. Our problems seemed big at the time, but really it wasn't anything to worry about. Dave, any last bit of knowledge we can just add value to our lives, or are you tapped?
We can do shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can do shout-outs.
Shout-out Donnie Murphy, who scored 7 goals in the lacrosse game. Woo! That's easy.
Shout-out Dunzo. Question. Shout out mom.
Yep. Shout out mom and dad. Shout out the readers. Shout out odds. Shout out Jeff. Where's Jeff? Where's Walt? Let's just stay away from that topic. Who are other friends? Clay.
Shout out Clay.
You like Clay?
Shout out Nortz. Shout out to.
I'm rescinding that.
Okay. Negative. That's a negative. All right, we got time for about probably like one or two more.
Shout out Pete.
Yeah, shout out. You got to shout yourself out, because if I am not for me, then who will be? I think that was the Dow as well. It ends tonight. Here it comes.
Your subtleties that strangle me. Can't explain myself at all, and all the wants and all the needs, all I don't want to need at all. The walls start breathing, my mind's unweaving. Maybe it's best you leave me alone, away.
It's 6:57 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford Freeform Radio. This is Meadow World Pete. We have time for a few words and one last song before we get out of here. I hope you enjoyed our time travel experience. The future comes first. Dave, hit us with some knowledge, please.
I don't do yoga. I bite the hell out of my nails. I smoke. I eat all the wrong food. I don't exercise.
Interrupt.